Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no,
it.
No. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
What the fuck do you mean? That's the whole point, bro. Yeah, the hangover. You gonna talk about it? Mm-hmm. We gonna talk about it? Okay, well, let me play my shit then, nigga. Hold up, nigga.
Bow! What? Fun!
Bow!
Fun! Heavy on it! What?
Fun!
Top squad.
Fun!
I am what I'm not, see, I never beat. Niggas whooping up until we meet. Bow. Catch him like it, put him on TV. Boom, and if I should die, hey. I'm boosting the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day.
Every day.
Shit, I can't wait. So it's bad. I am what I am. I am what I'm not. See, I never beat. Niggas whooping up until we meet. Wow. Catch him like it, put him on TV. And if I should die, I'm pushing the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait.
Hey, look, you know how we drop. I can wait until we find the block.
I can.
Forever pop. We ain't never getting good.
You hear him?
I get the money, I do it a lot. Bow.
I get the money, I do it a lot. Moses?
I know the set when I come in the room. I heard they offer 100 mil. What? Tell them boys I need 102.
102.
Boom. Send me the Addy, I'm coming to you.
Send me the Addy, I'm coming to you.
I just touched down. Fall like welcome to the rack. I need a gun.
Shut the fuck up, Moses. Get hype with me.
And I ain't talking about it.
Whooping up until we meet. Bow. Catch him like it, put him on TV.
Bow. And if like I should die, like I'm pushing the murder rate. Bow.
My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait. So it's bad. I am what I am.
Let me turn this shit down, man. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses. Yep.
It's episode 139.
Yep.
What's up, Moses? You for real? What you do? Why you? What's wrong? Hold on. Before you get there, hold on. Fuck cancer. Rest in peace, OG. Rest in peace, my wife, Daytoria. Been 1 year since she passed away on the 6th of November. Rest in peace, Marco. He's sitting here behind me. And let's go, Moses. Episode 139. What's up? What's wrong, man? What you mean? What's the hangover about? Sunglasses in Advil. Last night was mad real.
Did you enjoy it, my pain?
What you mean? What you mean? What's going on, man? Talk about it, man. Talk about it. Spark your backwood. Let's talk about it. What's going on?
It was a fun party. It was a good party. I like the dip.
Shout out to Agent K.
That dip bought me the life, though.
Shout out to Agent K.
You know what I'm saying? They had a couple of drinks. I was mixing.
What was you mixing, though?
I had, it was tequila, but it was different kinds of tequila. Going hard on that.
So you can't just mix different tequilas and be all right, bro? I thought, like, you mix, like, the tequila and, like, the, or say, let's say,
All right. Y'all niggas bad at telling stories. What went on last night? Where were we?
I didn't start.
You tell the story then, Dave.
No, I'm telling. He got something to say. Where were we?
We was at Agent K's spot. Agent K's spot. He had a poker party.
What's the occasion?
He had a poker party.
Okay. Happy birthday to AGK.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good
birthday. I'm fucked up.
Right. Poker.
Poker.
Had a good time.
It was nice.
A little bit of dip. We was drinking, having a good time.
The dip was fire.
All right.
I didn't eat no dip, though.
Nick, you stupid.
I didn't get no dip.
The dip was fire. I had a good little poker game. Had me a little shroomy.
There we go. That's what Dave was talking about right there.
He was getting to that, but Dave's so excited about me having a shroomy by myself.
What happened with you and the shroomy? Mm-hmm. I suggest people try shrooms at least once in your life. Now go ahead, Moses. Were you seeing different colors?
Nah,
was shit
vibe
jumping out at you?
No, it was like I live my life. I go to poker games to do cool shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel.
Oh man,
fun little experience. Everybody laughing. The music was crazy.
Why was the music crazy? I thought the music was dope.
Huh? Nah, it was good. Like, it was funny too, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, old boy knew what he was doing. So I fuck with Mike. Mike's crazy. He's a wild man.
Shout out to the lady that kept kicking my chair, that was looking at my hand and saying, oh, you know, you need to go. No, you need to bet that. No bet. Yo, excuse me.
Now we're talking.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
Now we're getting in some shit.
I know how to play poker, but I'm not trying to disrupt the party. So I didn't say anything. Now, was that the smart move? Mm-hmm. Or should I have turned around and been like, listen, shorty, stop telling me what to do. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You gotta do all that just because, like, watch out, I'm gonna keep my chair. I got this. You gonna get them, you know what I'm saying? You gotta let them know. Like, you gonna tell them. They gonna look at my shit and gone. They will laugh about it. It's the way you do it.
It's the way you do it.
Okay. Yeah. So if you don't know how to do it, you just ignore it. You know what I mean? I think you did the right thing because you gonna know what to do.
I'm sitting there just trying to drink my tequila, you know, smoke my little
You
joint.
Didn't give her that look, though.
I didn't turn around and give her the look. I wasn't trying to look, you know what I mean? I wasn't, because I'd like to try to keep the environment going was, nice. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? I don't want to be the disruption.
The environment still was good, you know. I let them kind of party, so.
Yeah, well, I talked to homie about it, though. I called him.
I just want to say woo. Woo! That's
all I want. He just want to say woo!
Yeah, all night. Woo! My boy Steve kept popping up.
You want to say people's names now.
Hmm? They don't know them.
Yeah, I know. They don't know. Nah, it was a fun night, though. I got down to like third place pretty much. And I was, bro, I was like, man, I'm drunk. I can't. Let me go ahead and just get my Uber home. I don't got time for this shit now. I'm tired, man. Like, I gotta go get my daughter in the morning. You know what I mean? She's gone.
Shut the fuck up.
For real.
Get my Uber home. You drove, nigga, and you was drunk. And you should be arrested.
This nigga Dave is a fucking snitch,
you
know, man.
You sound stupid. What you sitting there lying for?
You know, I took an Uber.
What was the your
you was drinking and driving. And apparently I look like Jimbo from
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Hold on, is that like a
why they kept calling you Jimbo?
Shorty that was kicking your chest said I look like one of her homies from Wisconsin.
It looked nothing like
him. No, it was a white boy.
Only thing, it was just glasses. I was like, so every person got glasses look like him?
God bless her. She was on that shit.
Yeah, she's funny. Jimbo.
That's my new alias, though.
Yeah,
Jimbo. Jimbo gonna have some
get pulled. That's what we using, Jimbo. Sorry.
Jimbo. Davis Jimbo now. Yep,
from Wisconsin. He gonna have some fucking some F's on his shit.
How was the party you? How'd you like it? What did you observe?
I didn't observe shit.
You didn't observe nothing?
It was a good
I didn't observe shit. What?
Good vibes. Ain't nothing I ain't never seen before, nigga. I grew up around white people. Shout out to the white people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love white parties.
Good drunk white people. Funny conversations.
Definitely.
Always love the conversations.
Safe drug activity, you know what I mean?
Yeah. How was I acting? How was I acting like a madman?
How was you acting, nigga? You,
I don't know. I wanted to do the shroomy too, but I was like, I ain't gonna do the shroomy and try to drive. Then it would have been too much for me.
Yeah,
same. That would have been too much for me then.
I would have been laughing because you on the shroomy, you trying to play poker too.
On the shroomy, trying to play poker would probably been crazy, bro.
Look at it. It might be time for us to do some more shrooms together, guys. What you think?
I'm ready for it.
Oh, yeah. Need that positive vibe.
I'm ready for it. Let's do it. When y'all want to do it? We can do it next week. Thanksgiving coming up. Thanksgiving coming up.
We can always say that. We need to do it, and then you don't do it. You're like, I'm tired. My feet hurt.
Nah.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
What's y'all? Y'all got any plans?
Eat the same shit we ate last year. That's the same fucking plan. Ain't nothing changed. I'm tired of the same shit.
They switch it up on me this year, bro.
People don't want to. They try to switch it up and always go back to the same shit.
Nah, they switch it up. My brother is having Thanksgiving at his crib this year.
Mm-hmm.
And and he's, I don't know how many people he invited, but everybody's supposed to bring a dish. Instead of, you know, everybody, I think it's a dope idea. Instead of, you know, sitting there, everybody, so one person doing all this cooking or two people just doing all this cooking in the kitchen all day for everybody just come up, show up and eat. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, no, that's a fire idea. So I'm trying to think of a dish to come up with this 2-pound lobster tail I have. What should I do with this lobster tail? Some of the ideas I had
new lobster
was
mac.
Huh?
New lobster mac.
Lobster mac and cheese?
Mm-hmm.
I thought about that, Moses. I was like, yo, the lobster mac and cheese would probably be fire, but somebody's probably already gonna bring mac and cheese.
We'll do the lobster pasta. Pasta it up, man. Come on, dude.
Yeah, have your mother make a pasta salad and put lobster in it.
Or you can do a lobster crab cake.
What about a lobster lasagna?
Hmm.
Never had it.
I've never seen it.
If you think you can pull it off, do it.
Yeah, do it. I mean, parties out there how to do it, like, you know, a seafood way, but
sounds my interesting. Stomach hurt. Sounds interesting,
why
though.
Why would your stomach hurt?
I don't know.
A lobster lasagna, bro.
With the marinara and cheese.
And lobster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
With the cheese, the noodles, all that
but
shit.
See, it might be different if you do it a different way. You can use all types of.
Because I don't use ground beef. I would use ground turkey. Or should I not use none of that at all?
And you don't put the turkey in the lobster?
Ground turkey and lobster?
Stomach.
I'm not going to say it's going to taste nasty, but sounds interesting.
Sounds different, right?
It's different.
I'm trying to show up different, honestly. That's what I'm trying to
do. Lobster's going to take whatever flavor you put in it. So, you know what I mean? Whatever you put next to it, it's going to grab that.
So, I might as well just use straight lobster. No ground beef, no ground
I think you need to think about it some more.
I think so. The pasta thing is more better. I don't know. This lobster thing, you going too far.
I seen lobster mashed potatoes, but I'm like, it's Thanksgiving. I was like, yeah, what can I throw? I want people to throw that shit on their plate.
Lobster mashed potatoes? That's
if I do the lobster lasagna, that's a whole separate plate.
Make some fried rice. Lobster fried rice.
Mm.
Chop it up. That's different. Niggas gonna eat it. Niggas love rice. Figure out how to make rice. Not, you know, fried rice.
He got that hibachi grill up there, too. My brother.
Got the flat top.
Yeah, the flat top. There you go, dude.
Get you some rice. Put the rice on there. Mm-hmm. Soy sauce, whatever the fuck they put on there to make it. Chop the joints up real fine. Toss it up. You're welcome.
Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Happy Thanksgiving, man. Motherfuckers.
And then that shit got lobster in it. Niggas love lobster. That shit's going to go.
Yeah.
It's going to go.
I don't even celebrate Thanksgiving no more. I just want to do this family thing. I like doing the family thing. I'm not even going to lie. Christmas coming up. I don't celebrate that shit.
Christmas come, like, these holidays came by fast, bro. They may come by fast.
I'm ready for them to go by fast. Like, get these shit the fuck out of here, man.
Yep, 2023 is right around the corner, guys.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for a new year.
Time is flying, man. It's crazy.
Maybe it is.
My kids are going to hate it, though, about Christmas. I'm not getting a tree. I'm not.
Nigga, you don't normally celebrate. What you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but you know, the grandparents, you know, the cousins, you know, the school, the influence behind it. You know what I mean? My daughter still come home and like, oh, I can't wait for Christmas.
This is exactly what the conversation we had the last time I spoke about it.
It's rough,
when
man.
When you brought that shit up, I said, your kids, especially your daughter, your son is old now.
Yeah.
She's going to love Christmas. And you're going to have to either go with it or not go with it. And that's your battle to fight. I said that last time.
Yeah, that's a hard battle.
And it's
right
smacking
there.
In it your fucking like head right
you
now.
You don't want to.
And I love it.
Yeah, Dave.
I do.
Fuck you mean you love it. You should smile. You should help me.
Give me advice, suggestions.
Wanna, like, what the fuck? You over here just grinning.
You
like
don't
the
wanna,
fucking Grinch on fucking Christmas.
But you don't want to
help me, nigga.
What you want to do?
Christmas ain't
you
about
don't wanna, you. You don't want to celebrate it. Like, what you want to do?
It's not about you. It's about them.
It's about the kids. It's about her.
That's what Christmas is about. It's about kids.
So what I think you should do is...
There we go. Some suggestions.
Spin it on your, you know what I mean? Spin the story in whatever, you know what I mean? In whatever way you want to spin it. It ain't got to be about, because it's, you know, it's supposed to be Jesus's, what, birthday or some shit? What is it supposed to be?
The birth of Jesus.
Birth of Jesus.
Oh, that's what it is, the birth?
Yeah,
the birth
it's supposed to be. But, you know, they didn't turn
that's
into.
That's what they said. Okay.
That's you. Yeah, they didn't turn into the white man with the bed and shit. Mm-hmm. On the reindeer and shit.
See, that's crazy.
Yeah, they don't even have reindeer in you know what I mean, in Jerusalem over there where Jesus was. Where the fuck did the way reindeer come from?
They be flying.
Anyway.
They were, come on, man. They like were jumping said, from culture to culture.
You can spin the story any way you want to spin it because it's your daughter. You don't have to get a big tree. Get a fucking small tree. Your daughter is little. The tree is going to look big to her regardless.
If I get the tree, it's got to be the real tree.
And it don't have to be a real
tree. It got to be the real tree.
See, now you making your shit more difficult. I'm trying to help you out. Small scale. Get you a little small fake tree. 6 foot, 5 foot. It's going to look big to her. She 2 foot big, 2 foot tall. You know what I mean? Taller than that, but you know.
Nah, I think we just going to
sit. Or have your mother set it up over here. That's even better. Small
that way
tree.
You ain't got to clean up.
Exactly. You ain't even got to do it at your crib. Have your mother do
it. But she going to wake up in my house on Christmas.
Yeah, and bring her over here.
So she need to wake up over here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's fine. What you talking about?
Well, like I can just sit down and have a good conversation with her and say how Christmas is trash and we don't need to.
Look, my nigga, how old is your daughter?
That's
your daughter don't give a fuck. She don't want to hear none of
her
that.
Her excitement. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ruined
yeah,
your excitement.
She don't want to hear none of that.
Nobody told you. All these games
Christmas
is fake.
Is
you
trash.
Can't play these games.
I mean, it's a fake holiday. They sit here making me spend
unless
money when I don't have
off,
to.
Unless you make money off this get basketball, all, don't play.
They want to sit here and get all the shit out of for the year. They trying to get all the shit out for the year.
She
you
don't
know what
care
Christmas
none of that, nigga.
We already know it is, but at the same time, it's still your responsibility.
How old you say she was?
Six.
She's 6 years old. Give a fuck about what this stores is trying to do. She trying to get what she want to get.
So do I tell her?
In
so,
all reality, you only
so
got
if
one.
If I tell her about Christmas and I tell her about Santa or whatever it is, Santa, white man, black man.
You don't have to. I say you could spin whatever story
you
want.
Whatever you want to.
You could turn it into a family. Christmas is a family thing. You could spin that.
But tell her.
You could spin that.
But tell her me and her brother
and
both Santa.
There you go. You spin that. Spin it whatever. I'm just saying. Just celebrate the holidays. Spin it whatever way you want to spin it.
Yeah, don't ruin Christmas.
You know what I mean? Christmas is about family. Thanksgiving is about family. You know what I mean?
That's
whatever.
Why I am going to enjoy Thanksgiving.
Keep it moving like that. But don't ruin her joy. You know what I mean? You got to let a kid be a kid. Because when it's time to get rough, it's going to get rough on them. So got to let them keep their innocence as much as possible.
What's the food on Thanksgiving you gotta have on your plate? Just that one, real quick, before we go to the next topic. What's the one that gotta be on your plate, no matter what, that day, Thanksgiving?
I'm making cheese.
Bro. All right, boom. Let's do this. Out of the Thanksgiving foods that we normally eat, what's one thing that you could get rid of? That, and this is that you normally eat, not some shit that's there that you don't eat, like hog maws or chitlins and shit like that. And I eat those, by the way.
I eat chitlins too, but I can do without this.
Yeah, you can probably do without those. I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah, I'm not.
I wouldn't be upset. Like, man, yeah, where the hog maws at?
Yeah.
I
feel like back in the day, kill it. Like, where that? But, like, it's
hog maws is one of them for me, but I don't eat pork no more. I usually eat that on Thanksgiving, though. I ain't going to lie. It's like, that's my cheat right there on Thanksgiving. I'm getting hog maws with the hot sauce.
Okay.
But if I would do it the one, if I had to answer Dave's question, I'll say the yams.
The yams?
Sorry.
You could do without the yams? Too sweet?
It's not that they too sweet, but I know it's too much sugar. Because I almost said the mac and cheese. I ain't gonna lie. And I'm like, I can't get rid of the mac and cheese. Not the grandma's recipe, oven baked from scratch mac and cheese. I can't get rid of that. I can get rid of the yams. Sorry.
I can't get rid of mac and cheese. It's not something I have every day.
I can't.
I had it every day, maybe, but I don't be.
I can't get rid of the mac and cheese, man.
For me, it's probably potato salad.
What?
Yeah, I can do that.
I was going to say,
potato
salad. I do need grandma's potato salad.
That's disrespectful.
Grandma potato salad is the best, but I can do without it. I don't always eat it.
Mm-hmm. You done had it so much. So
yeah, that's why I think it. I done ate so much of that shit. I used to bring it back when I was living in New York. I used to bring it back.
Oh, really?
From down here to New York, nigga. Like, I'm on potato salad out.
Yeah. I'm sad too if on my side.
What's my family? I gotta have that potato salad. Cooking. I'm sorry. I gotta have the potato salad.
But see, I love your grandma's.
That's why I said the yams.
I like grandma's potato salad, but my mom takes salad, I can do without.
Nah, don't do.
Now we potted.
I say what I want. I'm tired of y'all telling me what to fucking say on here. I say what the fuck I want.
Now we potted.
I'm not saying potato salad is bad. It's not terrible. I'm just sick of it. You don't try to switch nothing up.
Y'all ain't trying to snitch on your moms and say what's the one dish she made that you hate.
You mean for Thanksgiving or for period?
Period. I'm trying to think of one too myself. I'm not even gonna lie.
I hate my cook.
Are we trying to bash Mom's Dukes?
We took it there. Moses took it there.
Okay.
Moses took it there.
I can do without potato salad.
Nah, you took it there.
Just smashing.
Yeah, I'm like, yo. I said Moses dissed his mother. That's how I took it. I'm sorry.
What could I do without?
I can do without it.
Need some help, boy.
I'm probably am gonna do without it still.
What?
All right, fuck it. I think I got one.
You ain't got shit. Shut up.
I hate it too, because she listens, so she's gonna hear this shit. She's gonna watch it. All that. Hi, mom. Don't slap me. Whatever. That's stew beef and rice, man. I'm cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I
don't need it. Like, man, I don't need
And I love stew beef and rice, but I can do without that. I can feel
it. You know what I mean? I don't need it. Like, it's not the best. That's all I'm saying. It's not the best. It's still good. It's cool. But if moms never made that shit ever again, it would not hurt my heart. Not at all. I would sleep great at night.
Yeah.
I would sleep great at night. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. A little stew beef and rice, though.
Neck bones and rice, huh?
I don't eat neck bones, so.
I'm be killing that shit.
What is neck bones? Is that pork?
Shit, I don't even know. I don't even eat it, though.
I had it when I was younger, and it was a no for me.
Yeah, it's not enough meat on the neck bone, and then you got to... Pause. You got to suck the neck
it's
bones.
It's enough meat.
I'm like, nah, I'm not eating that. It's just too much work for not enough.
No, it's freaky game. Shit.
This freaky,
this freaky shit. I
break bones sucking inside. Shit coming out of juices everywhere. Goddamn.
I'm not saying nothing else about mom's cooking because mom's usually everything else be fire. So everything else be fire with mama. Dave ain't say nothing though.
I'm trying to think.
Nah, you gotta bash it.
I got one.
Let's go.
Sausage and peppers.
Sausage and peppers?
Sausage and peppers. Just because my mom make that shit real quick in a hurry. Oh, you want something real quick? Nah, I don't want that shit.
What is sausage and peppers,
though? She ground the sausages and peppers up, put a little bit of tomato paste on it, and whatever, make a little light little sauce, and she put it over, like, garlic pasta.
Okay.
Butter and garlic pasta. Mm. It's quick, though. Quick. You fucking go outside to smoke, come back in, and it's done. Mm. Type shit. I'm like, man, I don't want this shit.
Maybe she had it shit up on high. She had it up on high.
Like you said, you
she had it up on high.
So like, yeah. You getting tired of it. What I can't wait, though, for the desserts. I love my dead desserts. Every time you make some shit, shit be good.
What pies be chefing up?
Sweet potato pies, chocolate cakes.
Okay.
I could do without a coconut cake, but he love that shit.
Yeah, I'm good on the coconut.
And then he'll do something like a different kind of cake, so... It all depends. I don't know. I might do some brownies or something this year.
So your pops, he be up in there like just baking up all kind of shit.
Yeah, he's the baker.
Oh, that's fire, yo.
He's the baker, man.
That's fire.
He know how to do it. He did, I told you, did white potato, sweet potato pie?
White potato, sweet potato pie?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know nothing about that.
They got
that.
White sweet potatoes or they just
nah, he
potatoes?
Did it that way. But that shit was, that shit different.
So he used regular potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
It made a pie out of it.
It made a pie out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And it was fire.
Fire.
What did it taste like? Was it sweet or it tastes like
mashed
potatoes?
It don't taste like potato. It just tastes like, only way to say this, like a white sweet potato pie.
What did nigga do? Add sugar?
Does it taste like?
Yeah, he had to put like, you know, you got to sweeten it up. I don't know what he do to it. I don't.
Yo, pops on some shit.
It. Yeah, so this he's nigga the mastermind of that shit. Like I'm telling you, like he can freak some shit. So I don't know how he be doing it.
I want some of whatever pops was smoking when he made white potatoes into a pie.
See, I'm trying to figure out did he do it himself or seen it somewhere, but you know, you never know because I ain't seen it. Out, you know what I'm saying? Usually you see desserts.
You know
like
that? That sound like a dish you make out of desperation when you pour. God damn, I want a goddamn pie. All we got is potatoes in here.
I'm gonna switch this up. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That might have happened.
Everything.
It might have happened. That's how chillers came along.
Yeah, you know what? Your pops was the bubble gump. Potatoes, nigga. That nigga made potato bread. He made potato pies.
What?
That nigga made
potato pie.
That nigga made, you know what I mean? Potato sauteed potatoes. You know what I mean? Baked potatoes.
He going out the
grilled
Betty,
potatoes.
He going out the Betty Crocker career, man.
You know what I mean?
He trying to be the new Betty Crocker and shit.
Potato everything.
Potato everything.
That's crazy.
You know
shout out to Pops, man.
Mm. But you don't be fucking with desserts like that. But
yeah, I don't eat the sweets. I'm cool on the sweets. Yo, so
I need that cherry jubilee, though. Auntie, I need that.
Have you seen that they've been clowning the baby about his ticket sales to his shows?
What they saying?
Like, he out here
doing bad.
Buy one, get one free.
Oh, that's good.
Then he's out places passing them out from what they're saying. He's saying he don't believe none of that shit. His shows are still packed out. He do what the fuck he want to do. Why y'all saying I fell off? He ain't fall off. That's what he's saying.
I don't know, man. Get it how
I just feel
mean,
like
man.
He just dealing with something.
I don't care if he fell off, which me personally, I'm going to say you crazy as fuck if you think he fell off because, I mean, he lives in North Carolina. It does not cost that much to live here if you're making millions of dollars.
Well, you know what they
mean. Like, honestly,
you
bro.
Know what they mean by falling off. When you decline from where you were in a certain social and maybe economic status. So he wasn't making as much as he was 2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, but he ain't.
He ain't selling as much as he was 2 years
ago. He's not
going to
hurt from it
ago.
Is what I'm saying. Though.
That's what people are saying he fell off. His music ain't hitting the same. And tell me it is, ain't.
I do give DaBaby his spin anytime he drops anything because I always support North Carolina shit because I have to. That's just how I feel.
But that's what niggas mean by fell off, nigga.
I don't know.
In that sense, he is declining a little bit for whatever reason that is. I don't know if it's the music ain't hitting or if that controversy he had, you know, on stage or whatever. But he going through it right now. At least what it seemed like. All he got to do is push through it, though.
Do you think he feels like that's hurting him? Like, you know what I mean? You think he really cares, though?
Well, it depends on how grounded he is. You know what I mean? If right. if he got what he need out of
Because me
whatever.
Personally, I feel like he don't give a fuck. Like,
there you go.
I don't think he cares, like. Mm-hmm. I think he knows there's bumps in the road and this is just part of it and we right. just gonna keep pushing through that shit. Like, mm-hmm. simple. Like, you know what I mean? But it's just, I don't know. You know, they love to talk out here, man. They love to talk out here. Yeah.
Yo, he just... This right here, man. To me,
talk that
going,
shit, Moses.
The nigga going through it. First of all, North Carolina. I ain't trying to be funny. Most anybody anywhere, we don't give two fucks of what nobody else think. What the fuck is you talking about?
Talk that shit,
you
Moses.
Off. I don't give a shit. That bitch can go do OnlyFans. How the fuck you gonna fall off? You don't give two fucks about shit. That's why he doing the things he says. Of course, he gonna catch on backlash from, you know, that shit he said and then probably from the shit he put on with old girl. Like, people look, you know, people ready to judge and don't understand situations. You know what I'm saying?
Although I will say this though, I did not like him saying that shit about Meg. Like, that line.
I wasn't talking about that.
Oh, okay, my bad. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about that. I thought that was part of what you know you said about old girl.
I don't remember
what you said about Meg Thee Stallion?
I was talking about his last baby mama.
Got you. Okay. Okay. Got you. My bad. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But other than that, like, yeah, with that shit with the Megan Stallion,
I thought he was trash for that. I ain't gonna lie.
Like, I don't even know what he did.
He said in the song, oh, I fucked her before the Tory Lanez situation that Meg has going on.
But everybody, if...
And it's like...
Drake does it. You know what I'm saying? Drake does it. Future does it. Everybody throws little shades and shit. Like, that's what the rappers like, do.
Everybody fuck.
That.
Everybody fucking
nah. They're in the industry. They fuck everybody. So fuck it. Nah, but far as him affecting what's going on, I feel like he feel it, you know? You can't say he don't, because... Every time I ain't trying to be funny, he looked up, he was popping.
I'm sure
see
he
him
feels it, but
now.
Does he have to care? I mean, it just depends. I just hope he, like, would
No,
like,
that's the thing. Know? He don't have to care. Like, but I'm just saying he knows the situation, but he knows what to do about the situation. That's what matters.
Right.
And sometimes just because you don't see nobody just means they don't fall off. A lot of people we don't see, they ain't fall off. They doing something big. That's what you need to watch for. We don't see him hot no more. They probably got something big. They got a bigger check. So shut the fuck up.
Right. Real shit.
He broke. Stupid.
I think like one of the tests for like a great artist and a great person is, you know, losing shit and getting it back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Word.
You got to be able to do that. So, you know.
Should you got to go through everything?
You get it
be
back.
Sweet,
you
got to
just keep pushing. And you can't deny a hit, man. If you got a hit, it's going to go. It's going to go.
That's another thing, too. Let's talk about that. Like, nobody's perfect. Everybody always, you try to be the best you can anything. But nobody's perfect. I feel like some people, like me, I don't try to push myself down if I can't really get to a goal that I want to. I try something different. That don't mean like you got to stop what you're doing or say fuck it, quit. You just got to figure it out. If that's what you really want, you'll figure it out a different way, right. You know?
Yeah, you got to learn how to pivot. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Not every time it's going to be easy or the way you thought it was. So remember, man, like you is you. Everybody's different. And perfect should be driving me crazy. You got to be perfect. You know?
Nobody perfect. Niggas
be lying in these songs and shit. Oh, girl, you perfect. No. She's not fucking perfect. I'm not perfect.
Oh, girl, you perfect.
She's perfect. No. She's not perfect. You got it from your homeboy. I don't see these rappers. I'm fucking your chick. I don't understand none of that shit.
Oh, yeah. You
know, I don't, yo.
I don't think that's cool as hell. I don't understand that. Yeah, I hate rappers always. I got your bitch. What you want my bitch for?
I don't understand that shit.
And if she go, go. You know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead. I'm not mad.
Go ahead.
Thank you, show me. You know what I'm saying? But like, no, I just feel like, damn. Say it, I want an independent bitch. That's hard. Like, I just feel like you want something else? You want, you know what I'm saying?
Keep it 100.
Yeah, you just want ABC gum? You
keep it 100. Keep it 100. Boosie taught you how to spell independent? And that's a fact, nigga.
I swear.
That's a fact.
No.
My niggas are not
you ain't know how to spell
no,
independent. Me? Yeah, you, nigga. Both of y'all niggas.
Bro, nah, that's a
that's
fact.
How you learn how to spell that
bro,
shit.
Bro, I was smart in school.
Lord Jesus.
Like, let me be clear about that. Like,
when you try to spell that one, shit, one now spell, you sing the but song.
But what I'm saying is wanting to spell no, words.
I was asking people. Hey, look, spell independent.
You know what people want to get there and all that shit mixed up? Your
no, that's
and
easy. That's easy.
No, nigga, no, it's not.
That's easy.
Want and won't. No, that's just not easy for people out here, Dave.
You won't.
Like, I promise you, bro.
I you was won't the one see in, school, it in the bag.
I was the one wanting to know how to spell that shit right and know what I'm saying. Like, honestly. I
promise
Boosie you.
Taught you how to spell, nigga.
Not at
show
all.
Him some respect.
Not at all. No, shout out to Boosie, though. I fuck with him, but nah, he ain't teach me how to spell nothing. He teach me how to spell a motherfucking thing.
Rap did put a lot of niggas on education. A lot of niggas don't know going to school, so they listen to rap.
Boosie ain't teach me how to spell independent, though.
I'm glad. I mean, I did high school, you did college. I'm proud of myself. You proud of yourself. It's good.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of Boosie. Teaching these young, dumb niggas out here.
Yeah. Jay-Z made me look up what allure mean.
There you go.
I understand it. For
want your girl. We're running trains on them. Trains. Ew.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
You need to check yourself out, brother.
King's Disease 3, Nas.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Nas. Nas, they got another one. That shit hard. That
Hit shit Boy.
Violent. Yeah, him and Hit Boy, they make good music together.
This shit sounds really good.
They riding.
I have to say, this shit sounds, for me not to be a big Nas fan, but I'm going to still check his music when it comes out, I'm returning to this. I like that Mary sample.
Yep.
So that shit is hard on there. It's a lot of it, like I've been putting it in rotation. It's a lot of good joints on there. Mm-hmm. If you haven't checked it out, go check that shit out. I know you was on Drake and 21. I know you, but it's cool. We ain't gotta talk about
21.
It. We ain't gotta talk about it.
Got Drake looking crazy out there on the internet. Yeah,
that's messed up.
Real
but I don't know why it fits. I don't know what I think. But.
Yeah, because it fits. He sounds crazy on that song.
Mm.
On that part. Yeah. He's spitting on the other part.
That's why I think like it was meant for, like, you know what I'm saying?
It's going up, though, because, shit, that's more streams.
It's a hard song, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? All it is boosting the song
up. Yeah, they clicking that shit.
So, like, it's a smart, like, you know. They did that with most of them. But that shit is funny, though.
I know that shit. You've been spending that shit for about 3 weeks now.
I got to be spending that song.
I know. I'm talking about the album. You've been spending the whole album.
No, I don't know. I ain't been listening to it.
Nah, you wanna lie? See, when you get on the podcast, you lie.
I ain't been listening to it like that. I don't know.
It's fine. It's fine.
I've been on my R&B.
Her loss. You don't like it. Whatever.
I've been on my R&B. You be listening to it.
I spend
in
it
in the shower.
I don't listen
like
to it
like a little
shower.
Bitch.
I don't listen to it in the shower. 21.
Can you do something?
Nigga rubbing his body. That's crazy. 21.
Yo, I'm rubbing my body saying 21 is crazy, my nigga. Don't do that to me, bro. Don't do that to me, bro.
Windshield wipers, damn.
I'm getting clean
is crazy.
21.
Hey, yo, Dan, I gotta go to school. Shout out to Fayetteville for they ending all the red lights cameras.
No, they not.
Okay.
No,
you know what I'm saying? The program has ended. I guess they didn't want to refund it. They took all the red light cameras in Fayetteville. You fine now. Just when it turned yellow and it's red and you still back behind the line, go ahead and go through that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I do it a few times.
Take them out now?
Yes.
They gone?
I've seen them already.
Okay.
I'm here to report the real shit.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga say that, nigga get caught up. Man, this nigga told me a lot, man.
Bro,
I'ma look.
I know where the red light cameras are. Trust
I know
me.
Where it comes from, like, too. I'ma look.
In Fayetteville, I'm telling you, they took away the program has ended. I seen the article.
I respect that.
You know what I mean? I guess they didn't want to fund it no more. I guess, you know, they got tired of it, which is cool with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I be in the city maneuvering. You know what I mean? So, yeah, cool with that. Definitely cool with that. How you feel about it, Moses? You don't give a fuck about shit, man. That's your fucking problem, man.
You gonna get away with stuff now? No cameras. We can drive wild.
Yes. Run the light.
I'm out.
Yeah. I'm still going, bitch.
I wonder if they gonna raise the fines for running reds and shit.
You know, if a police see you?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, I see people run red lights all the time
right
in front of the police. They don't do shit here. I see it all the time. I promise you. Because I be sitting behind my tent and I be looking. I'm like, oh, I know he gonna go after him. I know he gonna go after him. It's fine.
They be black.
Have a good day. Huh?
They be black.
The police or the person that... I don't know. It don't matter. I see a cop
car. I'm not attempting it. I'll tell you that.
Right. I'm not neither. I see a cop car. I see this car doing whatever the fuck it wants. And I look dead at the cop. I mean, they not seeing me. Cause my shit tinted up. But I'm just saying, like, yo, you not moving off of that?
They looking at you.
I know you... That's the fucking problem.
I'm going to lunch. Fuck that.
It's the problem. What you looking at me for?
Half the time, most of them be off and they don't patrol the area.
Because you got tents. You trying to hide some shit.
I ain't hiding shit. I'm good.
Man.
I'm a civilian out here. Feel me, Dave? I'm a civilian out here, bro. I pay taxes, all that good shit.
Behind tents. Dark ass tents.
Yeah, when it's hot out, bro, it keeps your car cool on the inside.
I know all the excuses.
All the excuses.
Yeah, man. I know all the excuses.
That's what I'm saying. That's why that dude had to knock on your window because he couldn't see you.
It was at nighttime. Don't knock on my window at nighttime, bro.
Really had to knock. You know, he probably thought it was a chick.
Well, fuck what they thought. Fuck is you talking to my niggas?
It's a chicken here. I can ask. Hey, yo.
Yo, so I seen this shit on the news where this lady, her home was foreclosed and sold by HOA. You know, the homeowners association.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you buy a home, you be in those neighborhoods because you know you want your home looking all fancy, but you know you got to pay them fees every month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She didn't know that she had to pay fees and it backed for like 12 years. And I think they said she owed like, damn, I wish I had the article in front of me. But this happened right here in North Carolina too. She owed like, I want to say like 1600 or some shit like that.
Mm,
you know what I mean? Right. But she didn't even know. So, so they fucked around and basically foreclosed her home and sold it to somebody else because somebody, a dude emailed her and was like, yeah, I just purchased your home. When are you moving out? And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Where you going? Like,
oh, they did all this without telling her or some shit?
According to her, they said, she says that they've been sending mail and all this other stuff. That's what they told her. They've been sending mail, you know what I mean? And she hasn't been getting, she claims she hasn't been getting the mail. And it's been certified letters, you know, where you got to sign for it and shit. But shit like that has been happening, like, during COVID. So, you know, the mailman be like, sign for your shit. I mean, I'm guilty of that. I used to be a mailman. So I was like, sign shit for the motherfucker. Like, here, put this shit in your mailbox. But I guess she wasn't checking her mail or something like that. Or, I don't know. But she wasn't paying her. Basically, she didn't know she had HOA fees. And eventually they came and sold her home. And her home was... her home was paid off on top of that.
Oh shit. Okay.
You know what I mean? She eventually paid her home off, bro.
Oh,
her home was worth like $413,000. They sold her shit for like $220,000.
That ain't right. Something got that's crazy.
And she's fighting, and she just got a lawyer about it, and she's fighting in the court. And yeah, this is some shit.
Did she move out, or she exercising her squad?
Yeah, she ended up moving out. So now she's trying to figure it out.
She ain't never do this. I would have stayed in there, squatter rights. We in there. Go get a generator. We blocking in. I ain't never leaving until we clear this shit up.
Yeah, that shit is wild to me. So I'm throwing this out there for anybody that be buying homes and you dealing with HOA, make sure you paying your fucking fees out here, yo.
That's crazy.
Because they got more rights than, they got the same rights as the banks and all that. You
That's
know?
Some bullshit.
Yeah, they foreclosed her shit, sold her shit. Give me that. Get out. Sorry.
For some bullshit.
What the fuck, bro? Niggas will take your shit. That's why I say you really have to know your shit, but. I don't know about this mail thing. You know what I'm saying? They got the papers and got the proof. Then, you know. Somebody supposed to came up.
When they pulled it up with the mail, with the signatures and stuff like that, it was, you know, COVID. Because it was during COVID, like 2020, when they was sending her the certified mails and shit. So, during that time, they was recommending us, like, yo, you know, no contact, nothing like, you know what I mean? Just sign for people, write down COVID, and if you know they live there. So, I mean, she, from my understanding, she's been at this home for at least 10, 11 years. So, I guess the mail person knew that this woman lived there, so they were just signing for her, putting it right in the mailbox.
We
got
to investigate.
I feel you. Yeah. I'm with you, bro. I feel you.
No phone call, though?
That's a good one, too, bro.
It's phone. It's not just mail, too. It's phone, too.
Email.
Yeah.
I don't know. She said she'd been living there the whole time and then never have paid HOA. She never knew that she had the HOA.
Right.
Like,
So
I don't know, man. Yeah, it's crazy. It's just fucked up. I hope she gets it together. I hope, you know what I mean? I hope that shit swings back around and she get her home back because that shit's wild to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's bugged up.
Like, that shit is wild to me, man. Wasn't it? What was that? What were you saying you wanted to talk about earlier, bro? You see how we forget that quick?
No, I forget.
Oh, here we go.
For me, going out a little party, maybe be like, man, I need to start getting out more.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, through this COVID shit got me like, I don't know, just going to work, staying home, but I don't know. I feel like I should get out more.
Yeah, get out more and tell niggas about your podcast.
Not just here. I'm talking about different places, though.
Just talking shit, bro.
Fave, it'll be so boring sometimes. You make you stay home. You know?
I don't know how much I want to get out more. I probably need to get out more.
Like, different atmosphere. Not the same places. You know, try out different places. Just like you in the bar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love Raleigh. I ain't gonna lie. I love Raleigh. I'll be at the bars in Raleigh, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Raleigh got that little feel. Charlotte got that feel, too.
Charlotte's still hood, though. Shout out to Charlotte. But they still hood, though, too.
Of course. Every place is hood.
I feel you on that.
Everybody got their own little hood. Even London got a little hood place. Fuck you up over there.
Oh, be careful out here, young women. that are when you take a Lyft or you take an Uber. I seen an article in this happened in Raleigh. 17-year-old girl was taking a Lyft to go somewhere, mm-hmm. and according to her, the Lyft driver started spraying something inside of the vehicle, mm-hmm. and she started feeling woozy and all this other stuff, and she eventually jumped out of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. And when she jumped out, she hurt, she ended up in the hospital. Like, mm-hmm. when she woke up, she ended up in the hospital, and she was saying she was frightened for her life because she felt like the Uber driver, the Lyft driver was trying to, make her pass out, and just, she felt, she was not safe, goddammit. Like, mm-hmm. let's just say that she was not safe. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, be careful out here. The police investigated it, and they didn't find anything that make any arrests, mm-hmm. but still doesn't mean that shit didn't happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I was just throwing that shit out there, man. Shit is wild out here. You got to be careful out here, man.
She was in the, about the scar herself.
For her to want to jump out of a moving vehicle, bro.
Yeah. It was that serious, I think.
Like, she was scared. She was scared as fuck. Like, mm-hmm. it's wild out here. I just be seeing all kind of shit. Like, you know what I mean? I just be, like I said, I think about my kids. I despise rapists and shit like that, child molesters and all that type of shit. Like, you know what I mean? And what is it? Human sex trafficking is real. Like, all that shit is real. Like, even when I'm driving somewhere and I see, like, a little kid that look like that's my daughter's age just outside in the front yard and nobody's just not even sitting on the steps or anything. Like, you know what I mean? I look at it like, yo, where's this kid's parents at? Like, you know what I mean? Like, because the shit is real out here. It's scary out here, man. So I just want to throw that shit out there, man. Y'all got anything before we get the fuck out of here?
No, I'm really good. I'm a hangover.
I forgot. Yo, yeah. Let's get the fuck out of here. I forgot you had a hangover.
Dirty water, man. See you next time. I'll be ready next time. I'm fucked up. Body different.
Nobody told you fuck with them shrooms, you idiot. All the liquor and shit, right? Yo, check us out on Instagram, dirtywater_podcast. You can check us out on Twitter, dirty_water_NC. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave? This nigga yawn. This
Dirty Water Dave B.
What's your shit? What is your shit, Moses? What's your stupid ass hangover? Dirty Water Moses.
Dirty Water Moses. Clap for Dirty Water Moses.
You're talking to Mike. You know CJ gonna get on. Shout out to CJ.
Dirty Water Clappers. Dirty Water TikTok. Snapchat. Moses Dirty Water. Hit me up.
All that good shit, right? Mm-hmm. Episode 139, man. 2-6 and...
Yeah, whatever.
Word.
Can you please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked on?